This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you telling me that Kesselring and Doan have fully replaced that? Because I'm not sure that they did. If anything, those two players are a wash. You missed by 15 points. More, maybe. How did you close the gap? You didn't do anything else. Adding Kesselring is not going to make your defense 20 points better. So it's this. We get to this point every single year with this front office team. Every year. It's you sit here and you say, I like some of the moves they did. I can get behind them. They make sense. But where is my over-the-top move? Where is my move that pushes me to be better?
That's our buddy Chad DeDominicis of the Expected Buffalo podcast on the Sabres moves. More on that in a minute. Darren Waller.
Welcome back to the party, Darren Waller.
Darren Waller.
Where do I draft him in fantasy?
Is there somebody out there that had him stashed in a dynasty league and thought, I don't think this retirement's going to stick? There's a story at Yahoo Sports about Waller so he retired last year.
Yeah.
And he was telling the story of how that happened, that he addressed his decision in a YouTube video when he retired. He was getting divorced from Kelsey Plum of the WNBA. And said he had an off-the-field medical scare during the 2023 season that forced him to reevaluate things. But now he's healthy, and he's just back.
He also told, was it him or someone told the story via him, that he was playing against the Bills on that Sunday night game, where actually at the end, remember, Tyrod goes to him at the goal line. Taron Johnson's in coverage, and it's incomplete. He almost had the winner. He was playing fullback that game. And he's like, lead blocking for Barkley, and it's like, here comes Matt Milano down the gap, or whoever it was, and he's like, what am I doing? What, I'm playing fullback right now? Like, I'm done with this. So that might have led to it as well. That breakup was very public. He came out with, do you remember the really cringeworthy music video that he came out with?
I do not remember that.
Oh, man. We'll have to go take a trip down memory lane. It was something. He came out with a music video after that, and it was very strange. Miami. They needed a tight end.
Darren Waller.
He was
awesome.
He had 197 catches in a two-year span in 2019-2020. Almost 1,200 yards each of those 2 years. Like, it's really only those 2 years for his career, but he was I mean, I could go look. Kelce probably maybe would top that, but would that be it? Like, that's 2,300 yards, 2,400 yards for a tight end in a two-year period is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that in Miami because he'll be at best the third option, and that's if he's even relatively healthy, ready to go. Remember when Gronk came out of retirement and it was like he didn't really look that big. He didn't look like he was in football shape. He was kind of like a specialty piece for Tampa for a year. Like, that might be the most you get out of Darren Waller. I also saw people making the joke of who was the person who tweeted this. But that basically Darren Waller, who was just talking about, here we go, Ted Nugent, right? From The Athletic.
Ted Wynn.
Ted Wynn, thank you. He tweeted, Darren Waller, who retired when asked to lead block in an inside run, is a great fit for the Dolphins, who refused to do the boring stuff to win in January, like run inside. Mm. So.
One thing on Waller, if I could make a quick comparison here, and, you know, we'll get to this by the time we get to training camp. 3 weeks from today, we're going to start watching this one player. Waller, in his retirement season where he cashes in, what am I doing? I don't want to play fullback. Retire mid-season with a health scare.
Yeah.
52 catches, 552 yards.
Okay.
Which both numbers beat what Kincaid did last year.
Hmm.
Now, Kincaid's in an everybody eats offense. I know that, but I start to wonder about, you know, Coleman is in year two, and I almost want to get to, like, who has shown better right now, Kincaid or Coleman? You know, those are the two that I think a lot of people are really watching for someone to live up to their draft status or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as the offense is great, we're going to be fine with the Bills at large. But for Kincaid, a breakout would be nice. The year before, of course, Kincaid has 73 catches.
That's the thing. How impressive do you – it depends how impressive you consider his rookie year to be. Because he did have – what was it? The second highest total for receptions by a rookie tight end ever?
Yeah.
Like, so there's the reception number was really high, but how –
the impact
how
number.
Impactful was it? How effective was it? How much did it contribute to wins? I don't remember any big plays. Were they even critical plays? They were just plays. They were there. They were pretty efficient. But it wasn't like, no, I don't think the league was talking about, wow, look at Kincaid here and what he's doing for the Bills offense. He was piling up the catches and, you know, I don't know. I don't consider that season to look so impressive.
I tend to agree. I think sometimes when it's sold as, you know, the franchise record for tight end catches, which it was also that too, right?
It was that too. Yep.
We've seen the position kind of hybrid into tight end receiver, like, you know, how often he's not on the in line, how often he's just going to get freebie catches, and a lot of teams having guys like this. So I tend to agree that can sometimes be framed as, he showed us he was some sort of unicorn, and I don't think he is that yet shown that yet. He's shown to be a serviceable player. It's just, to me, the numbers of, I mean, Waller's last season, again, where he retired, it's not even that far off of Kincaid's full season if you had given Waller 16 games. I mean, yards per catch, catches per game. Kincaid has four touchdowns in the regular season, four in 2 years.
Right.
And does Joe Brady feel any sort of, all right, I've got to do a better job of getting him involved. I've got to do a better job of making sure we're using a difference maker. I mean, they drafted him to be a big-time difference maker, a matchup nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he's gonna be able to exploit so many different things and let us do different things. And that still might be true. The question is, will they rely on him? And I think that last play in the AFC Championship game where he does not come up with that catch, that is a – it's a great kind of indicator play about how you feel about him. Because could he have made that catch? Yes. Should he have made that catch? I think the number of people saying yes and no split a little there. And then how much do you hold that as, whatever, proof that it's not working out? I think sometimes the conversation on Kincaid tends to get pretty intense about, like, he's a bust. It wasn't worth it. I mean, I didn't agree with the strategy of going for another tight end there, but I think there's ability for sure. And in year one, we saw the fluidity, we saw the value. He was your Beasley. He was your Beasley. He was the guy that was going to work in the slot and, you know, work zones and just kind of be your drive extender. And Shakir's emergence really overshadowed him as much as anything else did. As much as usage, as much as injuries, as much like Shakir blossoming in that spot, he became the guy to go to in the middle of the field.
Right. Well, really, the thing I always wonder about Kincaid is what, if there is another level, and it's a really high level, like, what is it, what does it look like? Like, Darren Waller, like, when I heard the name, when you said the word unicorn, Waller's got some unicorn in him. He is 6'6", and is fast. Like, real fast. Like, wide receiver fast. I think part of that's because he began his career as a wide receiver. So, like, he ran a 4.45. 40. He's got 4.4 speed. Darren Waller does. Kincaid is shorter than Waller. He's 6'4", which is more, I think, closer to the average for a tight end. And his 40 time is a 4.71. So I don't have elite speed for Kincaid. I don't have the elite level size for Kincaid. And that's just by height. I mean, if you want to go by, you know, physicality and girth. I mean, the Bills just talked about him wanting to put on weight.
Yeah.
So it's not the body type. It's not the speed. What is the thing about him that is unicorn? Fluidity? Route running? Catching the ball? Because that play at the end of the season is one of the things I thought he was going to be elite at. When he showed up to training camp as a rookie, the guy caught everything. Like, every ball that was near him, it's like, oh, he's plucking the ball out of midair. You should see this guy at practice. And then year one did look like that. I mean, he caught 80% of the balls that were thrown his way.
The efficiency was there.
There weren't drops. So, you know, like, I think the nuances of the game and the route running was the thing that he was going to be great at, but also his ability just to catch everything that's near him. And then I had a ball that was near him to keep the season alive, and he couldn't catch it. So, yes, it was a tough catch, but Dalton Kincaid was drafted in the first round without elite speed or elite size. Yes, he has to catch that football.
Yeah. You know, one thing about Kincaid and the difference between Kincaid and Waller here, not that, you know, we're directly comparing them, it just kind of got into a conversation about tight end, is Darren Waller is back.
Right.
Do you know how many catches Darren Waller had in the NFL at Dalton Kincaid's current age?
Oh, not much, right? Because his story is wild. Like, he had addiction problems,
yes.
Right?
And he started very, very late.
Yeah.
His first full season in the NFL where he's the guy that he is, he is 27.
Yeah, wow.
So he's with the Ravens for 2 years. He had...
At receiver, right?
23 catches.
Yeah.
He's out of the league in 2017. He's back in 2018, 6 catches for the year, and then 117. That's a guy that went from 6 catches.
That's crazy.
Sorry, targets. 6 targets to 117 targets to 145 targets.
Yeah.
So Waller was a late bloomer. You know, you mentioned the addiction thing. Like, he stopped drinking, I believe, was part of his story. And it wasn't until he's 27. So I feel like if you're going to make a point about Kincaid, anybody out there, you might say, like, he's 25. The tight end age chart tends to skew a little more towards where the age he's getting to now. So anyway, the Waller conversation just had me thinking about Kincaid and how here's Waller who retired off a season where he put up the same kind of numbers that the Bills top tight end put up.
Right. So, in a year where he maybe in the middle of it was like, I think I'm about done.
Yeah.
Because that Bills game that he referenced or talked about, like, that's when he kind of thought, all right, this, what am I doing here? What, that Bills game is in the middle of the season, isn't it?
Yes, that's a Dorsey game. That's one of those, what on earth is this? What is happening? They're just, the Bills are down 6.
I mean, they almost lost it.
They're down 6-0 at halftime.
Let's see. It's that they went 14-9. It's week 6.
Week 6, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Graham. I feel like my tweet from that game is, the score is Graham Gano 6, Bills 0.
Also, by the way, I'm looking at the game log for Waller that season. This was his last year. And you mentioned, like, 552 yards, like, more stats than Kincaid last year. He missed 5 games. He didn't play from week 9 to week 15. So,
oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Kincaid missed a couple games last year, too.
Waller played 12, and Kincaid played 13. Okay, like basically the same amount of season, and their numbers were comparable.
I mean, he had, you know, like a 7-for-98 game that season, an 8-for-86 game that year, 6-for-76. Like there are some of these big games that, like, Kincaid, I feel like, is more often going to give you, I'm going to give you 40 yards every week.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have, like, because Waller had some bad ones too. He had a 2-for-20. And maybe Kincaid doesn't do that as often, but he's not giving you those pop 7-for-98 in a touchdown games. Not yet, at least. Injuries have done that too.
Yeah. 803-0550. Jim is up. Hey, Jim, good morning. Hello,
hey,
Jim.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. So this is more like an opinion question concerning, like, prospects. I understand that, of course, we want to get a top six forward going here somewhere. But in your opinion, who is our top three or four prospects in Rochester or anywhere in our system that has any potential and upside of potentially cracking the lineup? Osland, Hellenius, Roseanne. I mean, in your opinion, who do we have that could potentially make the big club next year?
You mean, oh, for this year?
Yeah.
For this year, Jim, I think maybe Hellenius or Osland have it in them to show up at training camp and just wow everybody and like, oh, these guys should maybe be in the lineup. They've built a lineup without any expectation of that. They're full at forward. They need a top six guy, but in terms of the numbers, like who's coming out of the lineup for one of your Rochester guys? Who's going off the team? Is Krebs going away? Is Malenstein going away? Josh Doan's not going away. I mean, that's kind of it. Danforth, who they just signed to a one-way deal, $1.8 million, I guess he could just go away. That's not that hard if you wanted to do that. But they've built a lineup as though they don't expect any of those prospects to make the NHL team. And it depends how you define prospect, too, because I'm not thinking about the Rochester guys. I'm thinking about Benson and Kulik, who I still would want to label as prospects, by the way. And they're going to be in the NHL, and they've showed well, but, you know, give me a step up from those two. Though that's where my prospect mind is right now. Not about the guys that aren't here yet, but the two that are here, and they're both probably going to be starting the season in the top six.
Yeah. It does get to the question of what do you consider a prospect? Is Jiří Kulik a prospect, or is he on your team? I think he's on your team. He's a young player, but the idea that he could still be considered a prospect...
He's a prospect in that this is not, he's not yet what you would expect him to be, correct?
Okay, but isn't that true of almost everyone?
I mean, it's not true of Thompson, Norris.
Is that true of Zach Benson? Is he still a prospect?
Sure, he's still 19.
Okay.
Right?
Connor Bedard a prospect?
I would say I know what everybody is in their entire forward group except for those two. We know what Greenway is. We know what McLeod is.
Sure, but
we know what Zucker is. Quinn, maybe, I guess, is a little different.
Do it with Connor Bedard. Prospect? Macklin Celebrini. Is he a prospect? Is he what he's going to be? Or is, like...
There are prospect-like traits, I guess, but maybe they're not fully prospects.
Whatever. Anybody can do it however they want to. I think that sometimes that phrase can be a catch-all, and different people have different interpretations of it.
Yep.
Thanks, Jim, for the phone call. 803-0550. Owen Parker. Owen, Alex Lyon, what do you feel? You fine? You were on the Jake Allen train, right?
I was on the Jake Allen train pretty hard. That deal's weird.
It is a weird deal.
It's one of those ones where I don't think he'll see the end of it. But Lyon, he's got good. His underlying numbers are good. His base numbers are good. I like him. It's hard to get upset about that move. I'm not upset about it, but I'm not like... Mm-hmm. This is awesome. He's going to make a huge difference. I don't know how different he'll be than what UPL will bring or what Levi would bring or what James Reimer brought. I don't know that he moves the needle in much of a significant way. He does bring, a little more of a calm demeanor in the net as compared to like a James Reimer, who was, it seemed like, constantly in a state of panic. but you know, you it's another dart to throw at the board of, and now you've essentially what you've got now in the crease for Buffalo is three guys that all could conceivably be functional starters.
When I go to moneypuck.com and start to go through goalies, you know, they've got a million stats you can use. There's goals saved above expected, per 60, save percentage on unblocked shots, save percentage above. Do you have one that you like? That I what should I use?
Everything starts from save percentage, just base save percentage for me. And then from there, I look at goals saved above expected, goals saved above expected per 60, and quality starts is a big one for me.
Quality starts is one that I do like your save percentage blended across all your starts. You play games. You don't just save 1,000 pucks. It's what did you do?
Exactly.
If you won 9 out of 10 and played great, and in the 10th game you got absolutely lit up, then that's like that's batting average.
And if you're 1,000 goaltender in 50% of your
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Games and you're a 500 goaltender in the rest of your games, you're a 500 record goaltender, but your save percentage doesn't look as horrific as it may have. You know, there's a lot of different sort of factors that go into all these different numbers.
Quality starts, for anyone that doesn't know, it's, I think it's your save percentage was above 900. Is that it? Or
yeah,
in,
it might
in,
be
an individual game.
Yes. Yeah, it, within a game, how did you give your team essentially a chance to win the game? Yeah. And
right.
if you're doing that on a nightly basis, you're doing your job in the decrease and everything else can work out.
Yeah, they say basically that if you're over 60% on quality starts, you're good. Yeah. Under 50% is bad. And that's where Lukanen really hurt them last year.
Exactly. He would have great games where he looked like himself and he looked good. And then, but there would then be stretches where it was just all out the window and he lost all his confidence, and you can't win with that. And you need to be able to trust your goaltender. You can't go in thinking he could be really good tonight,
yep.
or he could be a disaster. And that's nobody gets anything done with that in that.
Right. 2 years ago, Lukanen had 34 quality starts. This year it was 28. They also have, it's funny, like sometimes analytics is just, hey, let's take a look at the data that anyone would agree is worth using and put a name on it.
Right.
And sometimes the name of the stat is very simple, like really bad starts.
Right.
Pro Hockey Reference uses really bad starts.
That might be my new favorite.
And that's a save percentage below 85%. So you're below 850.
Yeah.
Lukanen, last year, after the previous years going 1-7-6 in really bad starts. Like, he had 7 really bad starts out of 33 three years ago. He had 6 really bad starts out of 54 2 years ago. Last year, in 55 games, he had 16 really bad starts.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, if you want to try to find a way for the Sabres to not have a 13-game win streak, losing streak, rather, and for these small moves to get better, I mean, it might be a wish, it might be a prayer, but it's just, if UPL just doesn't have a horrifically bad season, 16 really bad starts.
I mean, that's
as many as Lyon has in the last 2 years combined.
He more than doubled his own number from 2 years ago to last year.
If I had put it together 16 really bad starts in that many games in my time as a junior goaltender, I would not be playing junior hockey anymore.
You also have
I'd be done.
Goals save above expected is another one. Maybe you like this, maybe you don't. Like, some of these are
mine. That's the one I like.
Yep. Okay, so his drop off from 2 years ago to last year was from a plus 10 to a minus 20. 30 goals.
Yeah.
Like, you want to replace Peterka?
There you go.
Old Lukanen will do that.
Yeah.
If he goes back to Lukanen of 2 years ago, you have replaced the 30 goals that Peterka would score.
Right.
I know it doesn't exactly work like that, but...
But in theory, that's...
I feel like sometimes in the Sabres offseason, we have to bounce back and forth between it's hopeless, but there are things that could make it...
Right. Yeah, Lyon's game, I think, presents well for the Sabres. He's very calm, and he just doesn't flop around as much as I think you saw with Reimer and UPL last year even.
Mm-hmm.
It should calm them down a little bit, especially a younger team. It can be jarring if you look back as a forward and you're covering your point man and your goalie's on his stomach halfway out of the crease.
Yeah.
It's not... You end up overcompensating and then missing defensive assignments trying to help. And that's a bad place to be, too.
But speaking of goals saved above expected, in the last 3 years, Lukanen's goals saved above expected is 2.9. And
so in 3 years, he saved three goals.
More than
you would expect, yeah.
Lyon, playing half the minutes Lukanen has saved 17.6 above expected. And his best season was 2 years ago, too. Yep. His season 2 years ago doesn't look that different than Lukanen's.
No.
He played 43 games versus 55, but those are both decent numbers. So, like, that's where I know Lukanen's paid a lot more. There's nothing about their numbers.
No.
Maybe their body types and their age is different, but there's nothing about their numbers in their careers that says Lukanen's a better goaltender.
Right, and Lukanen should be getting $5 million and Lyon getting $1.8 million.
Yeah, there's no one goalie on that team right now that I think needs to be the starter.
It's just another, hey, I just really need one of, maybe you do need two, because the idea of either of them playing 60 games maybe is a lot, and you'd rather Lukanen because you have the investment, but... Lukanen and Levi felt really dangerous because I have two guys that are huge question marks. Lyon is somewhat of a question mark, but now, I don't know, I just feel like I have three kicks at the can now.
Really
more so two, but Levi's now the outside looking
in. What you've done is provided yourself one more option or one more chance for somebody to hit in a world where goalies, you don't know if they're going to hit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, good. You've raised your chances by whatever percentage Lion represents. I think it's more than you. I kind of was expecting. I didn't really think they were going to do anything. So good for them.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550 on the Sabres and their offseason. Get some more rumors out there. The teams after Byram, we should get into whether or not the Sabres really have to trade Byram. I have a text about that. Like, explain why they have to do this. So we can do that. Happy Wednesday. It's beautiful outside. And it's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
I mean, it's a mechanism in the CBA that every team has. If you have your picks, you have the ability to look at that. As we go through our own process, we plan out and prepare budget-wise for those type of things. So it's something that we don't wake up every day fearful of anything. We plan appropriately. But it's not as easy to find the right fit to have it work. You know, you have to have the appropriate picks. You have to have the cap space. There's just a lot of things that you have to really like the player and all these other areas.
Kevin Adams on offer sheets. You do need your own picks, and the Sabres have had a habit of spending their seconds and thirds, which I like to say are not really that useful and all that valuable, but in offer sheets they are. So Carolina was going to offer sheet Keandre Miller, and instead they called the Rangers and said, like, let's just make a trade instead.
Yes, or maybe even the Rangers called them and said, hey, before you do this, why don't we try to work something out here?
Yep.
And Carolina's been as active an offer sheet team as you really can get, I guess, because they did one, and they also had been offer sheeted the year before. And they were about to do it again right after Gavrikov went for a big deal to the Rangers. So they go for the veteran, I guess, in New York rather than the younger guy. And Carolina gets – they kind of get what they want, don't they? I mean
– they got the player.
This is not – the offer sheet doesn't actually ever happen, but they used offer sheets to get a player they wanted.
Yeah.
If offer sheets don't exist, maybe the Rangers just say, kick rocks, I'm not trading them. But –
and that might be how the Byram deal gets done.
Because like Darren Dreger said that yesterday, that there's a team, it seems like a threat through the media, right? But there was a team that is realistically considering offer sheeting Bo Byram.
Is that Calgary?
Could be Vegas. If they have, I saw Chris Johnston said $7 million would give a first and a third. I don't have the tiers in front of me.
I don't think, right.
Some teams can't do that.
Well, there's a couple of tiers. $7 million is a first and a third. You would just go $7,021,000. That's a first, a second, and a third. If you
have those picks.
If you have those picks.
Right.
Right. So it's a little over $7 million that the whole thing gets to a first, a second, and a third. And yeah.
Calgary has all of these. Calgary could do anything.
So here you go. Here's the plan here. And this is.
But St. Louis can only go up to 7.02. So if it was St. Louis, they'd have to be below that. They'd have to be at $7 million,
and they probably feel like the if it's a first and a third, the Sabres are going to match that. I think
you'd feel really stuck. I think you'd feel. What does everybody want out of Byram right now? They want him to be turned into a forward, right? A guy that can score goals for you.
Yeah. I mean, can I tell you what I would do if I'm the owner? I would meddle if I'm the owner. And I would say, yes, I would meddle. I'd go to the GM and say, the GM comes to me and says, hey, Byram might get an offer sheet. All right, what's the compensation? A first, a second, a third, a first and a third? I would say, who's the team?
Yes, that's not, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Who's the team? Because an offer sheet like this.
If it was Vegas, for instance, they can't do it, but.
It's a rare spot. I could get a first-round pick that is not lottery-protected?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's the team? Are they going to be bad?
That's the thing.
Are they going to miss the playoffs?
If it was Vegas, I might say...
No way.
Yeah, because they're not going to be bad. But if it's Calgary.
Calgary could be bad. Calgary could be bad. They could miss the playoffs.
Sure.
I don't profess
that... They could miss the playoffs a lot.
I'm the owner of the team. I don't know. I don't have to pull up the standings. I don't care. Analytics team, run 10,000 simulations on the season. Which team is likely to miss the playoffs, giving us two lottery balls? I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
2% at Gavin McKenna.
You do not get unprotected lot. You do not get unprotected firsts. It almost never happens anymore.
Right.
And a offer sheet would do that. If it's one first, that's... Now, one thing about offer sheets that's odd. I've got to get this exactly right. So one of the sheets is four firsts.
Yeah, that's the 11.
You actually have plus 5 years to give them four firsts.
Right.
I don't know if that's true of one first. Do you have 2 years?
It's not. No. It's okay. So everything that's one first, it's got to be the 2026 first round pick.
Okay. Then
if you go up to, and this won't be for Byram, that second tier, 9.3 to 11.7, which is two firsts, that's got to be in the next three drafts.
Okay. So you're telling me if a team offer sheets Byram, I can get an additional first next year that is not lottery protected?
That's a lot of value to put on ping pong balls, but it's a big player.
Listen, I'm just saying, what's more valuable? The 24-year-old left winger that Calgary's going to put in this deal that I'm now going to say, like, I guess that's my new Paterka, or I'm not telling you anything other than we got a generational guy coming out. I got Gavin McKenna. My best chance at ever getting another one of these players ever again is, time is a flat circle, being at the top of the lottery again. And if I can have a bad team, this is the trade you'd make in fantasy, Joe. You're in a dynasty league. Guy texts you, I'll give you a first. And you look and you say, your team stinks. I'm going to take that because I might get a first round pick that's in the top three.
So why don't I just go all in then, though? Why don't I, if it's all about McKenna this year?
It's not all about McKenna. It's about I'm going to trade Byram. If I'm gonna do that,
right?
And the team that is threatening the offer sheet is a team that I think reasonably could be in the bottom 10.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm saying, let it happen.
But what you're doing is you're giving up. The argument against it would be is you're giving up your number one trade chip for this year and you are going to get nothing that helps you this season.
Well,
not a single thing.
Am I convinced I'm going to get anything?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thing that helps me this season to begin with? I'm more hopeful at this point than I would say I'm expecting it.
I'm hopeful too.
I'm hopeful that they can get something that would help them.
I'm just saying, if it's an offer sheet, that the ring, it's an offer sheet.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Because if it's, all right, so for you, if it's Calgary, you feel like, all right, I want like a team like that. If it's Vegas, then you're, okay, maybe then you're stuck. Because if you're not interested in the lottery balls, because no one would expect Vegas to be in the lottery, to any degree, then I've got, now I'm really deciding between futures or Bo Byram. I had forgotten this rule, or maybe just didn't know it, but if you match an offer sheet on a player, you're not allowed to trade him for a year. So if Vegas offer sheets Bo Byram, you have to decide, do I want a 2026 draft pick?
No.
That's going to help me, or
then you keep
or
him.
I just have Bo Byram on my team this year. Yeah. And that's where the Sabres might really not want an offer sheet, because an offer sheet would completely prevent them from trading him for something they might want.
They could trade him next July.
But for this year they can't.
Sure. So he's just on the team and you're not moving with the deadline.
Right. Which means you're not getting a forward.
Which is a possibility to begin with. They could just decide there's no deal. Anyway, the Byram thing. It's interesting. We'll get a break in. 803-0550. I'm not.
So you're rooting for Calgary to offer sheet.
Well, Calgary had 96 points last year. I mean, they're, you know.
Who are the other teams mentioned? The teams that could offer sheet between 7 and 9.3.
Okay.
Anaheim.
Oh, you would definitely take that.
Boston.
No. Boston's going to be better than the Sabres this year. Are they not?
I don't like their roster yet.
Okay.
I mean, I might like their future more, but I would take it from Boston. Calgary, Chicago, Detroit. LA. I mean,
the Bruins finished 3 points behind the Sabres, going 3-6-1 down the stretch. The Sabres won 6-3-1 down the stretch.
Would it be hilarious though if they won the lottery and it was the Bruins pick?
It'd be great. Who are the other teams that can do this?
Detroit, LA, Montreal, Nashville, who's been very aggressive.
You would do Nashville in a heartbeat.
New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh,
Pittsburgh in a heartbeat.
And Utah.
We'll get a break in. Byram. The Byram sweepstakes, I suppose. They're still on. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Joe Marino with the Locked On Bills podcast coming up in a moment here on WGR.
This, I want to add some context and background. So I was informed that Aaron Goodwin, Damian Lillard's agent, about a month ago, reached out to the Bucks and informed them that Dame would like to rehab back home in Portland, stay with his kids, rehab back in Portland. And I was told that some people within the Bucks did not approve of that. And so there was kind of some back and forth right there. Dame wanted to be with his kids and rehab. That's what he's doing right now. And so I think that might have got the ball rolling on, or at least putting some ideas in the heads of the Milwaukee Bucks that kind of led to this decision.
That's Chris Hayes of NBA TV. So the Bucks then waived him. Damian Lillard, a star point guard in the league who did tear his Achilles last season. His family still lives in Portland. He wanted to rehab there, and they're like, no, we don't want you to. So they waived him. They also wanted to sign a free agent, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cold. They also... This is where, like, some sports are just, like, massive big business. The Bucks are giving him $113 million over the next, like, 5 years to not play for them. $113 million to Damian Lillard to not play. And Giannis is unhappy, so it might have backfired on him.
Red Panda got hurt. You see that?
What? No.
Red Panda got hurt? At a WNBA game last night. Red Panda... The woman that rides a unicycle.
Did she fall?
Yeah, she fell. Which, first I saw the clip of her on the court. Looks like she hurt her wrist.
Yeah.
Then I saw the clip of the fall, which
Ooh.
You have to blame the core.
Ooh.
She's not going to just fall off a unicycle. There must have been a wet spot or something.
Absolutely.
There's a problem. Red Panda does not fall on her own.
No, she does not. And that happens on NBA courts enough that you would totally buy that.
Red Panda. How about it?
Hurt her wrist. She did leave in a wheelchair. But that might just been the easiest way to get her out of there. Wow.
Yeah, big moment. Big moment last night. 803-0550, our phone number, if you want to chime in on the Sabres offseason. We'll get some Bills stuff. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast joining us in just a moment. So we'll talk about the Bills quarter century team. And, of course, with 3 weeks out from camp, get his thoughts on the Miami and the Pittsburgh trade. Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey to Pittsburgh, and Minkah Fitzpatrick back to Miami. How much does it move the needle for either team? The Bills will play both teams, of course, so plenty to consider. So get his thoughts on that trade and continue getting ready for Bills training camp coming up 3 weeks from today. We will be at, hopefully a sunny, St. John Fisher, our spot under the pavilion. This year...
It has poured before, we've been there.
This year... Are we planning on streaming? We gonna be streaming from camp?
Chopin Bulldog, we're from Harbor Center for 11-day power play, right. So I'd like to think so.
We're streaming from camp. You can see us every morning from a sunny St. John Fisher. Yeah.
You can see the players now walking behind us out into the field in the 9 o'clock hour.
Who makes the trip in this year. 2 years ago is when we just found Steve Mariucci. Remember that?
He was just walking by.
Hey, Steve.
He was lost.
You want to sit down? Sure.
Steve Mariucci just lost, looking around. Like, you want to just sit for a minute? I was like, sure. Just give Marv Levy stories.
We need a couple more of those. Just who's in town? And pop on with us. So we'll see if the Bills get attention. Of course, Hard Knocks will be there too. So be interesting to see how that operation looks. So 3 weeks from today, we get things started with Bills training camp. Jeremy and Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, coming up in a moment here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. we've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.